know, I think I'm back at it where I was in Calgary. I think it was just a tough year overall last year, but I knew what I needed to get done in the summer, and it was just a long layout, you know, last year. Mm-hmm. It was 9 months between the games, and I had an off-season surgery. Going to a new place, you know, it was a tough start, but never lost my confidence. But at the same time, you know, it's the way I treat this game. It's you go by the day, then before you go to bed, you analyze it, and then you move on and put that behind. Then there's a new challenge ahead of next day. To me, that's the only way to get better. Only way to stay even keel, and that's the way you have to treat this game. You know, there's no guarantees. It's not about what you did yesterday or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Or it's about what you're gonna do now, and that's the way this business being. And that's the way this game's being played, and now the business side too. That's the way it goes, and you know, it's the younger players. You know, the faster they learn that, the better it's going to be.
Have you taken that upon yourself to instill those mentalities in some of the younger players?
Yeah, I try to pass the message, obviously, and you know, for me, it's when you come to the rink, you want to put the work in, and you want to do everything possible on that day, and that you're gonna be able to give 100% when you step on the ice, you know. So it's a lot of work at the gym, a lot of you know, I'm probably the only guy in the league who's got his own personal trainer 24/7. I've had my own massage therapist, medical trainer for 6 years for me. He used to be with the Buffalo Sabres 20 years. He was with Florida. He was the head medical guy in Florida. When I got traded to Phoenix, I hired him. So he's a full-time massage therapist, and he's been working for me 6 years. So
you brought him to Winnipeg?
He's here, yeah. He's been everywhere where I've been going since I left Florida. And you know, for me, it's I get proper treatment at home. Every night I get massages. Stretch out. It's just the one more tool what I add in my toolbox, and you know, for you know, if you can get a couple extra years of playing time, and end of the day, it's the how you feel on the ice, you know. So I think with that addition I have, you know, it helped me lot over the years, being able to play 82 games and not getting hurt and not feeling fresh every day.
So he's a full-time employee of yours?
Yes.
And you're his only client? He's got one and only client?
One client.
You. And he's moved with you now from Phoenix, from Florida?
Phoenix, Calgary.
To Winnipeg?
Yep.
How did he feel about coming to Winnipeg?
He doesn't mind. That's his job.
Yeah.
He'll go anywhere I go. But he's got 2,000 games in this league. You know, he was the guy who, when Clint Marchak got caught in his throat, he was the first guy in the scene, because he used to be the head medical guy for Buffalo Sabres for 20 years. James Picciutelli, and is his name. And then,
sorry, what's his name?
James Picciutelli.
Can you spell the last name for me?
Picciutelli. So he... Well, he works for Team Canada 91 in Canada Cup. He's really close with Mike Keenan. Then when Mike Keenan became a GM in Florida, he hired him from Buffalo. So then he was with us in Florida, and you know, we built a pretty good relationship over the years in Florida. And you know, then for me it was time to move on. But at the same time, you know, I felt I was in that point in my career, getting closer to 30. That magic number 30, and I thought, you know, like, you know, and any help I can stay in staying healthy. You know, it was a good investment.
A lot of players do.